The explosion of sea drones in Romania's Constanta port represents a dangerous expansion of warfare into NATO territory, even if indirectly. Romanian authorities found three additional drones along the coast, suggesting this wasn't an isolated incident, but potentially part of a broader pattern of weapons drifting into Allied waters.
Constanta is the largest port on the Black Sea and a critical supply route for Ukrainian grain exports and military aid. The fact that explosive drones are reaching Romanian waters indicates either loss of control over these weapons or deliberate expansion of targeting. Either scenario represents escalation that could trigger Article 5 considerations if it appears intentional.
Trump's claim that Iran has already agreed to forego nuclear weapons adds another layer of complexity to an already volatile situation. This assertion came amid active military exchanges between the U.S. and Iran and directly contradicts reports that peace negotiations have stalled. Either Trump has information that hasn't been made public, or he's applying pressure through public statements.
The $25 billion Iran-Russia nuclear deal suggests Tehran is hedging its bets. If Iran has privately indicated willingness to constrain weapons development with the U.S., the civilian nuclear cooperation with Russia provides alternative technological advancement. But this could also be Iran's way of demonstrating leverage, showing they have options if U.S. negotiations fail.
Oil executives' warnings to Trump about imminent price spikes provide crucial context for the urgency around Middle East diplomacy. U.S. crude inventories fell at nearly double the expected rate last week, and the Strait of Hormuz closure is draining global supply buffers faster than markets anticipated. We're potentially weeks away from energy price shocks that could destabilize the global economy.
The Strait of Hormuz situation is particularly precarious because it's not just about oil production. It's about transportation choke points. Roughly 20% of global petroleum liquids transit the strait, and any prolonged disruption would force dramatic rerouting that adds significant costs and time delays. The fact that supply buffers are being drained suggests the market is already pricing in extended closure scenarios.
Ukraine's strikes on two Russian locomotives in Crimea, specifically targeting the Jankoy-Kerch line, show how regional conflicts are interconnected through supply chains and military logistics. Ukraine is systematically severing supply routes to the peninsula, which could force Russia to rely more heavily on sea-based transportation, precisely the area where naval drone incidents are increasing.
The Pentagon's expected decision to cancel Tomahawk missile sales to Germany deepens tensions within NATO over European defense capabilities. Germany sought up to 400 cruise missiles to enhance their strike capabilities, but Washington's reversal suggests either concerns about technology transfer or disagreement over how those weapons might be used in current conflicts.
This creates a dangerous dynamic where European allies are being constrained in their defensive preparations just as threats are escalating. If Germany can't acquire Tomahawks through normal channels, they may seek alternative systems or partnerships, potentially fragmenting NATO's integrated defense approach.
The cumulative effect of these developments is a Middle East and Eastern Europe where multiple conflict zones are beginning to merge. Drones from one theater are appearing in another. Weapons sales are being canceled due to escalation concerns. And nuclear cooperation agreements are being announced as diplomatic alternatives fail. The traditional boundaries between separate conflicts are blurring in ways that could rapidly escalate beyond any single nation's ability to control.